The same is true at the Securities and Exchange Commission, which has come to a standstill with only an extremely limited number of staff members available to respond to emergency situations, according to a shutdown plan posted on the commission's website. As the effect moves well beyond the nation's capital, craft brewers cannot get approval from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for new beer labels. And the Commerce Department has stopped processing requests from auto suppliers and other manufacturing companies seeking an exemption from Mr. Trump's metal tariffs, leaving them uncertain over the price they will need to pay for key materials this year. Farmers who plan to apply for subsidies to help mitigate the effect of Mr. Trump's trade war must wait to get paid until the Agriculture Department's Farm Service Agency's offices reopen. And in neighborhoods across the country, as many as 39,000 federally backed mortgage applications may have already been delayed because of reduced staffing in federal agencies, according to Zillow estimates. The tax refund decision flies in the face of previous shutdown plans and interpretations of federal law when the IRS was prohibited from disbursing tax refunds. The earliest IRS statistics from 2018 show that 18 million individual tax returns had been filed by February 2nd. By that point, the IRS had issued more than 6 million refunds, totaling $12.6 billion, an average of $2,035. The agency issued more than $324 billion in refunds for all of last year. Several nonprofit organizations, including the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, are trying to aid Department of Homeland Security workers who need immediate help with a limited pool of cash and other resources, an officer with the group's charitable foundation said. The Navy Federal Credit Union is offering no-interest loans to service members who face the prospect of missed paychecks. USAA, through it, though, has drawn criticism from members of the Coast Guard for offering similar loans that charge interest. Secret Service agents are growing increasingly anxious and angry about the shutdown, according to several current and former agents. The Secret Service protects 42 people associated with the Trump White House, 11 more than were given details during the Obama administration. In August 2017, the agency's new director, Randolph Ailes, told an interviewer that the sprawling Trump entourage was putting unprecedented strains on his agents in terms of staffing and budgeting.